You know, fairness, you guys have every right to be pissed at me. I mean, I'm referring to those people that are actually loyal, that listen to my podcast when I started. Those are the people that I'm referring to. Well, for those of you that were not consistent, it's quite understandable. I get it. It's not easy to be consistent because even I myself, the host of this podcast, me were consistent. Me conscious falafel anyhow, you know. And if you hear her, he... It's the Nigerian girl in me. It's the Yoruba part of me that's coming out. It's the H factor. I actually wear it on my sleeve with pride. Crazy things are happening. If you see somebody crazy things are happening. Okay. Like, it's not just on the internet that crazy things are happening. They're happening every single way. Like, you turn left, you turn right, these things are happening everywhere. And it's crazy because if I call like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people right now to ask them, hey sis, hey bro, how's it going? Like, I promise you, the first damn thing that you're gonna hear is, oh my god, my village people have told me, oh Sakma, don't catch me. This is happening to me. Work is terrible. Work is this. Everything is bad. But that, but sorry, I'm speaking in gibberish, but it's just so annoying. And it's not like as if I don't care about people. I really care about what's happening to people. But I'm calling because the environment is already crazy enough. I'm calling because I want to hear something positive, not something negative. Like, the news everywhere is already terrible enough, and it's really sad. I'm right. Oh god, it's so sad, honestly. So the truth is, at the end of the day, what can we do? I'm like, what can we do? Because the only thing we can really do, I don't even want to get into what we can do and what we cannot do. But you guys, like, honestly, how do you feel when you are, you know, trying to just get past all of these evil negative things that are happening around you? Like, what exactly do you do? Because I, for instance, what I do is, as much as it's really good and advisable to keep up with what's happening in the news, I try as much as possible to focus on other things. Like, I probably just watch movies, or, you know, I chat with my friends. I know that they definitely are not going to say something that would trigger, you know, a thought or a feeling or something. But it's really tiring. And all I just want to say to those of you that are listening right now is, it's hard, but you have to be the one to create the happy environment for yourself. At the end of the day, like, our leaders don't give a shit. People don't give a shit about each other. That one I noticed, especially on the internet. God, people are brutal. So if you're my friend, you would know that Tomilola Elsie Ayobuli is one very happy fellow, you know, that takes pride in her happiness. Like, I am always energetic. Even on days I'm not feeling too good, I just find a way to be positive. I just find a way to vibe. And because that's the only way I can thrive to do the things that I'm supposed to do. Like, if I allow the whole sadness, this terrible, disgusting environment to get to me, I'm definitely not going to do anything for myself, you know. And that's why this podcast, let me not lie, you know, get head, you know, get tail. I'm literally just, you know, sharing my thoughts, my feelings on a freestyle basis. The second episode is going to be more organized, but I'm literally just this is kind of like a rant and kind of like a way to help people who are trying to, you know, just kick away all the negativity. But honestly, if you want to do it, the best thing you can do for yourself right now is try not to listen to the negative news. I know you have to keep up. I promise you, one way or the other, you hear about it eventually. But please, for now, stay away from the news, because it ain't gonna help you in any way. Secondly, if you have people around you that just, you know, like terrible people, people that all the days of their life 24/7 all they do is rant. Please, I beg you, stay away from them. I don't care if that person is your best friend, or that person is your sister, or that person is your brother, or that person is your mother. I understand that you have to be there for people, but at the same time, people need to actually use their common sense to understand that it's not every time that you rant. Honestly, like, I'm not trying to police how people feel or how people think or what people say, but at the end of the day, you have to be considerate, because the other person you're ranting to, they might not outrightly tell you that they're going through something, or they just want to be on happy vibes. They just need happy pills. When I say happy pills, like, the people you talk to, they are a form of happy pills. They determine how your energy goes to, you know, and you don't just know how it is with the person on the inside, but all you're doing 24/7 is rants. Like, sis, bro, you don't get better thing to do. Like, you can't come and gist me about something sweet that is going on. You always have to be about that toxic boyfriend or that girlfriend that we don't get sense, or that something. Like, what is wrong with you? Why does drama follow you everywhere that you go? You know, there has to be something good that you can share. No, be say every time now baba thing go dey share up and down. Like, no, don't be an agent of bad news. And I think the most important one, lastly, that I would strongly recommend is, sometimes when you lock yourself up in the house, I promise you, it can be an agent of darkness. I'm sorry that I'm being so dramatic, but I'm actually very serious. There are times that you need to go out of your house to receive fresh air, and I'm not saying go to the club or anything, because the club in Lagos is I think that is going to be another discussion for another day. Nightlife in Lagos can be very not worth it, because it's just expensive and all, but that's not even how I'm talking. Like, that's not how I'm suggesting that you leave your house. I'm saying, like, go just take a stroll, or you can go and get ice cream, or you can go and see a movie, you know, just do something outside of your house. It doesn't have to be excessive, just do something outside of your house, and you just realize that the fact that you switch environments, it also helps. Maybe saying that every weekend you're going to stay house, right? Not just lock yourself up for house, because even when you lock yourself up for house, lights, no, they wear the lights, generator, you could spend fuel, everybody on gen. Good year, 24/7. Why waiting happen? Do you understand? So, just find somewhere that you can go to that may the breeze go enter your brain. You know, everything will just sing a menge. You understand? Please and please, I beg all of you, do not let anything make you sad for any reason. I beg. Sometimes, yes, it's good to express your sadness, cry if you want to do that, baby, it's nice, but sometimes you need to overcome it. You need to find a way to thrive even in an environment that is crazy. I'm really excited that I got to record this, you know, because I really didn't plan anything to discuss with you guys in this podcast. I didn't have any guests, I didn't have anything, and the funny part of this podcast is that the time here right now is 12:55 a.m. Like, it's already morning time, but I'm supposed to be sleeping, but I just, you know, this thing just came and I'm like, you know what, I have to record this thing for you guys. The next episode is going to be more interesting, more organized, and I might have a guest, okay? And my birthday is coming up very soon, guys. My birthday is April 21. Yay! Happy birthday to me. Shout out to all of you that listen to this podcast, that follow me on all social media platforms, you know, interact with me and all of that. I really appreciate you guys. You guys are really amazing. And please always turn on post notifications, check for new episodes. I'm not going to specify any day of the week, but just check every day of the week to be sure that there's something new, and I will try as much as possible to be consistent. Also, if you'd like to advertise your business on this podcast, you can do well to send me a DM. If you have my number, if you're close to me and you have my number, you can send me a message. But if you'd like to advertise your business on this podcast, you let me know and I will get right to it. I would make sure that your business is advertised and people actually patronize you. You've come to the end of this particular episode. Until the next one, I remain your girl, Tomila Elsie Ayobolu, aspiring OEP, content creator, content strategist, content marketer, product designer in the making. Oh my goodness, my head is spinning. Graphic designer in the making. So forth, so good. I don't know why I said so forth, so good, but I think it makes sense. Bye guys, to the next episode.